This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله أحمده واستعينه واستغفره واستهديه وأعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من بين خلقه وخليله. بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح لهذه الأمة صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. أما بعد، فيا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله، اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. My dear brothers and sisters, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, in a hadith collected by Bukhari and Muslim and others, very famous hadith, perhaps maybe very basic to the level where some of us may not even remember when, how old they were when they memorized it. It was perhaps maybe the second, if not the first hadith that anyone would be taught as a child. So today I want to talk about the basics, the basic tenets of our religion, Islam. Many people, today is the 15th of Sha'ban, according to the calendar that is based on moon sighting. And a lot of people, of course, you know, last night was a special night, for sure. But many people ask about, what is it that I can do? We're looking for that one night, one day, one special day, one special night, one special hour, where we can do something extraordinary and be set for life, or for the year, or for the month. Often people come and say, what can I do? For what? For Allah Azza wa Jal. Are you taking care of this? No, I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about something special, something different, something out of the ordinary, right? Something that other people don't do. Not realizing that the basics are more important in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than anything that I would recommend or anything that someone can suggest to you or anything that you yourself can improvise or come up with. The basics. When a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a Bedouin, came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked the Prophet, what is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent you with? So the Prophet ﷺ told him, and he told him to pray five times a day to do this. And every time he mentioned something, he said, Allah, he said, is there anything else other than the five daily, you know, everything else, all the five. And then when he finished, the Prophet ﷺ, the man said to the Prophet, Wallahi la azidu alayhin. By Allah, I will not do anything more. I will commit myself to them. Right? I will get 10 out of 10. I will commit myself to them. But I will not do anything more. The Prophet ﷺ, when the man walked away, he said, أَفْلَحَ إِن صَدَقَ. If this man is truthful, if he keeps his commitment, then he will be successful. This shows us the importance of it. Because some people, what do they take from this? They're like, oh, you know, they take from it, oh, I don't need to do anything extra. No, you always need to do extra. If you really get the fruit, if you commit yourself to the basics, you will find yourself motivated and inspired to do more. But are we taking care of the basics? What are the basics? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are told by Abdullah ibn Umar ibn Khattab, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him and his father, he said, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, I heard the Messenger of Allah. This is, by the way, one of the strongest expressions when used in transmitting a narration. When somebody says, I heard, meaning he directly heard it from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ, I heard him saying, بُنِيَ الْإِسْلَامُ عَلَى خَمْسِ, Islam was built upon five elements. It was established, it was built upon five elements. Shahadatu an la ilaha illallah. The testimony of la ilaha illallah. That there is no God worthy to be worshipped except Allah. The only deity that is worthy to be worshipped. There are other deities, but none of them are equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor any of them deserves to be worshipped. The only one to be worshipped is the Creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sustainer, the Maintainer, the Cherisher, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty who created all of us, who is unlike any of His creation, and none of His creation is like Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only one worthy to be worshipped. So to make that testimony, and to commit to it, and to believe in it, and to live upon it, and to die upon it. وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, and that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, the son of Abdullah, the son of Abdul Muttalib, the Hashemite, that amazing man from Quraysh, the descendant of Ismail, the son of Ibrahim عليهما السلام, may Allah's peace be upon all of them, that man صلى الله عليه وسلم is truly the messenger of God, God's last prophet and messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To believe in him. And to commit to everything that this statement entails. Everything. That whatever comes from him is nothing but the truth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he did not speak of his own desire, but he spoke by the permission and the will and the authority that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That he was truthful in every claim that he made, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to love him, and to believe in him, and to follow him, and to humble one's self. حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ, until they make you, O Muhammad, they seek your judgment in whatever disputes or issues they have amongst themselves. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتُ. Not only do they seek you as a judge, O Muhammad, and look for your judgment and your opinion and your decision. No. Whatever you rule, they will not find any issues with it in their hearts. They will be totally comfortable with it. They will submit to it. They will surrender themselves to it. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا, they will not find any issues, no discomfort. And if they do, then they work on themselves. They don't second guess you, O Muhammad. They don't second guess your tradition, your sunnah. They don't look down upon it. By the way, there are people who have done that during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For it makes sense, that means whether he said it or not, you're rejecting it. Because simply it doesn't fit your taste. It doesn't set well with you. So you already made up your mind. So you're going to look for ways to delegitimize or reject or question the credibility of any source. There's something wrong with the spirit, with the soul. It's a disease. It's a disease. And some people went as far as saying, oh, if Muhammad ever tells me this, I would have... By the way, a statement like that, even if you go to as far as saying, if Muhammad didn't, like someone, some... And I'm telling you this because now this is becoming public. I'm not propagating this or anything. So you might even hear it from people who stand on the pulpit sometimes. saying things that are not appropriate, and in some cases blasphemous in nature. How could any sane person, any person that understands or knows his tradition, would ever say a statement like this person who said, if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the master of the children of Adam, he said, he claims that if the Prophet did not tell him, or if the Prophet did not tell him to believe in Jesus, he would reject Muhammad. Level of subhanallah, yani ignorance, lack of adab. Right? How could any Muslim say something like this? If Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam says something, is to be obeyed and is to be followed and to be believed in. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when they came to him and they said, Muhammad, you know, your friend is saying that he went to Jerusalem and then he went to heaven and then he came back. He said, "In qalaha faqad sadaq." If he said it, then it's... And then you say, let's try to understand it. Let's try to verify it. If it's verified, if the chance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying it is more than 50%, 51%, if there's a chance that it's 51% true, then you have to submit to it. That should be the attitude of the believer. And by the way, you know, Al-Miqdad ibn al-Aswad, one of the greatest companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, some man from the time of after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away, one man came passing by Al-Miqdad, and he says, oh, how lucky are these eyes that saw the Messenger of Allah. And Al-Miqdad said, you know, why would any one of you wish to have witnessed something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not allow them to witness? He said, there were people, yani, he's trying to basically be humble and make us realize that it's a ni'mah that we were born into Islam. Right? He said, there were people who rejected the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They saw him and they knew that he was the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But because of that kind of attitude and arrogance and ego, they rejected him sallallahu alayhi wasallam. كَبَّهُمُ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَنَاخِرِهِمْ فِي النَّارِ. He said that Allah Azza wa Jal cast them on their faces in hellfire. I'm afraid that there are people who were born into Islam who have that same disease of arrogance and ego, who may end up being dragged to hellfire because of their attitude and their rejection of the authority of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his tradition. So, this is the testimony of faith, basically. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ, establishing or praying salah 5 times. And by the way, for those who say, no, we don't need, Bukhari, Muslim, we don't need the Sunnah and all that, I tell them, by the way, when the Prophet said, وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ, how do we know that it's 5 times? If it wasn't for the Sunnah? Or when Allah Azza wa Jalla says, establish salah, how do we know that the salah that we're establishing is the salah? You see how far one can go? For those of us who say, yeah, if you reject the sunnah, you're right, it doesn't make sense. Half of the deen is going to be gone. Not half of the deen, the entire deen is going to collapse. There will be no deen. If it wasn't for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you and I would have not known what to do, how to clean ourselves. We would have not known that. So we need to humble ourselves. So the Prophet says, وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ, in establishing the 5 daily prayers. The 5 daily prayers. Before we ask about Salatul Tasabih and Qiyam al-Layl and Tahajjud, we need to commit ourselves to the 5 daily prayers and make sure that we establish them properly on time as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us. وَإِيْتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ, in delivering zakah willingly. And Allah said, وَإِيْتَاءِ, to deliver zakah. He didn't say to give zakah. إِيْتَاءِ, to deliver it. It doesn't belong to you. If you are liable or eligible, however you want to look at it, if you're liable to zakah, then your attitude should be, as Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned about some people who came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, right, seeking the blessings of the Prophet, the blessings of Allah and His Prophet. They used to bring their zakah. They used to adorn their zakah. They used to beautify it, package it nicely. And they would come and they would bring the best of their wealth and present it. That's what they used to do. That should be the attitude. There was a tribe that was awaiting for the Messenger of Allah to come to collect, for the Messenger of Allah to send someone to collect zakah. And when the man didn't come, show up on time, they went out. And on their way, they went out. On their way, some people saw them, they thought they were coming to invade Medina. And the Prophet ﷺ was about to declare war on them, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him in the Qur'an to slow down, verify the news. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنْ جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقُوا بِنَبَإٍ. So they came, they showed up, they came. An army came. And when the Prophet asked them, what are you coming here? They said, Messenger of Allah, your representative was supposed to come and collect zakah. And then he left without doing it. They used to give. All of them used to give. And the ones who couldn't give, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, transportation for you, so you go back. They did not say, oh, alhamdulillah, we're exempt. We don't have to participate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, تَوَلَّوا وَأَعْيُنُهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ حَزَنًا أَلَّا يَجِدُوا مَا يُنْفِقُونَ. They turned around, they went crying. They were in tears. Allah Azza wa Jal tells us, because they were sad, because they couldn't have anything. They did not have anything to spend. They did not have anything to give up. That was the attitude. That's how Islam reached us. That's how they were able to transform and change the world within a decade. Zakah, wa'ata zakah. That should be the attitude. Deliver the zakah willingly. Look for opportunities and places. وَصَوْمِ رَمَضَانَ. And to fast the month of Ramadan, which is coming. And we'll talk about that, inshallah, azza wa jal. وَحَجِّ الْبَيْتِ. And to make pilgrimage to the house of Allah, azza wa jal. Brothers and sisters, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you and I of those who understand the basics, who understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the most. Let me close by saying the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah the Almighty says, Allah says, يَقُولُ رَبُّنَا تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَضْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. My servant will not come closer to me. There is nothing that I love more than my servant seeking my pleasure and coming closer to me than him fulfilling the obligatory elements. Whatever I have obligated him to do. It's very simple. You tell your son, son, I obligate you to do 1, 2, 3. And you go and then you come back. And you find him not, that he did not do any of them. Or maybe he did one and didn't do the other two. What did you do? Wasting your time. Oh, dad, but I did this and I did that. And I washed your car and I did. Okay, all of these things are nice. But what I told you to do is more important. You ignore what I told you, what I told you to do, and then you go, you do your own thing. It doesn't work like that. So obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to do what are the most important things to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in fulfilling them and adhering to them, we show our full submission. We show our humility before Allah Azza wa Jal. So let us focus on that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you and I overcome our weaknesses and our shortcomings. And may Allah Azza wa Jal keep us safe and preserve us so that we can reach the month of Ramadan and fast this month and experience it once again. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept whatever deeds we are doing and forgive us for any of our sins. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد. Dear brothers and sisters, there are a couple of items that I want to talk about and then share with you some very important announcements. Item number one is the middle of the month of Sha'ban. We're told by now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala examines the deeds of everyone. And those who have any grudges or ill feelings against any of their relatives or friends or right, any other Muslim, and they're cutting them off. Husband, wife, brother, sister, cousins, uncle, aunt, it doesn't matter. Reach out to your loved ones before it's too late. Humble yourself and ask for forgiveness and forgive people. Discover the power of forgiveness. The most courageous people, I consider the most courageous people, those who are able to confront their own ill feelings and grudges and anger and hatred or whatever they have, resentment, as well as the legitimate feelings. Some people have legitimate feelings. They're like, you don't know what they did to me. I understand what they did to you. Would it be worse than what was done to the Prophet ﷺ? But he is a messenger of Allah. And I tell you, yes, he is a messenger of Allah. He's our inspiration. The purest and the greatest soul. Don't you want to be as pure and as great as he was ﷺ? Or at least aspire to get some of that greatness. And all of what it takes is for you just to pardon someone. Get over your anger. There are cases of years, people going for years, not weeks or months, but years. How can anyone live a healthy life holding on to ill feelings? Forgive people. Allah loves forgiveness. He wants to forgive us, but He forgives those who forgive others. Please move forward and fill in the gaps. Move forward. So do it. Sit with yourself. Confront yourself. And get over your anger. The second issue, or the second point that I want to make is, whatever we mentioned of salah and zakah and all of that, do not postpone, do not put it off. Don't say, I'll do it after Ramadan, I will start inshallah next year, once I'm out of haram, maybe when I retire, or when I'm 40, or 40, you never know. You may not even make it until then. And I'm not trying to scare you or anything, but this is the reality. 2 weeks ago, I told you about a young student of mine who died in his sleep. Don't put it off. And if you're capable of making hajj now, do it now. Sign up now. If you haven't done it. If you have zakah, if you owe anything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfill it now. If you have any fasting that you haven't made up, make it up now. If you're not praying your 5 daily prayers, commit now before it's too late. Don't wait until after your death people start, a fund me, or what is it called? If they have it in this life and we have it in the hereafter, I'm not saying don't have fun, but don't let it distract you from what matters the most. And I'm only saying this because I love you. Wallahi, I love you and I love myself. So I'm reminding myself and reminding my dear brothers and sisters of what matters the most. Real quick, brothers and sisters, our 25th anniversary of my community. If you know my community the way I know them, you would want to be there forever. So, I'm not going anywhere. I wish I can afford, getting tickets for everybody, getting dinner for. We want you to be there so we can share with you what we have been doing, our accomplishments.